in Fort Gemma-Gaudette. Special Olympics Idaho broke ground on a new training facility earlier this summer. The Training for Life Athletic Center in Nampa will provide a place for athletes with developmental delays to gather not just for sports practice, but to be together in acceptance and safety, free of judgment. Another unique aspect of Training for a Life Center is its builders. The construction crew includes volunteers from the Idaho Department of Corrections Community Reentry Center in Nampa, and the center's residents have the option to acclimate their way back into the workforce following incarceration. Joining us to talk about this unique juxtaposition of local heroes are Lori LaFollette, CEO of Special Olympics Idaho, and Rachel Masaitis, a case correctional manager at the Reentry Center. Welcome to you both.
Thank you
for having us.
Lori, I'd like to know about the new Training for Life Center. Generally, you know, the size of it, what amenities it will provide, what were the facilities like before that you're improving upon?
Sure. I would like to just make a slight correction. The actual Training for Life Center will be at our chapter headquarters, which is located in Garden City, Idaho.
In Garden City, and I had incorrectly said
but
Nampa.
But that's okay.
So
that's
we're clarifying that now.
That's because we have help from the Nampa CRC and the Nampa Habitat for Humanity. So that may have been where the confusion came. But it's actually in Garden City, Idaho. And in 2009, Special Olympics Idaho was blessed with hosting the Special Olympics International World Winter Games. So we were the host program. And that brought in over 2,500 athletes from around the world. And we were left with a legacy from the Games Organizing Committee and of $1 million. And so we decided what we wanted to do with the legacy was to have a permanent home. And this came from feedback from our athletes. We are a statewide organization, and we serve 3,000 athletes around the state. But we never had a place that was home.
So here, 10 years later, we're on the verge of this Training for Life Center. What do you physically like about the improvements that may happen?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, it'll give our athletes a place to come and work out because we'll have a training area, male and female locker rooms. We'll have a kitchen where we plan to teach nutritional cooking to our athletes. And we will also have a room for holding meetings and training sessions for all of our volunteers. And we'll have a social area for our athletes to be able to just get together and play, you know, shuffleboard or watch TV. And they have told us, you know, that they want a place where they can call home, where they feel accepted and they feel safe.
It sounds like a great outcome and a great future ahead. Let's talk about the making of it. Rachel, briefly, the Community Reentry Center helps transition Idahoans from incarceration back into the community. And you house, we read, 115 male residents who qualify for this. What are those conditions in which they qualify? Is it length of incarceration? Is it conduct?
Well, in general, we vet our offenders based on their disciplinary history, if they have any victims in the area, and their custody levels. So we tend to find people that are going to be best suited for the community as well as the work center itself. Our gentlemen have jobs. At any CRC, they're going to go out in the community and actually work. So it is very important that we maintain the, you know, highest safety that we possibly can. Our gentlemen will be getting out within about 18 months. So we want to make sure that they have some money, that they have the ability to reenter the community and ultimately not come back into prisons.
And do you have figures on that, their success rates?
CRCs are about 10% better than our prisons. So we tend to have a higher rate of success than a general prison because they do have jobs and we do do the integration and reentry into the community. So we're pretty successful with that.
Again, CRC, the Community Reentry Center is what it means. Well, we talked about the male residents of CRC. What about the opportunities for female residents?
There is one current CRC for females in Boise, and I know that they go under the same stringent vetting process that we also have. They also have jobs in the community. So we don't have a lot of CRCs, so it is a smaller population that we can serve. But ultimately, if you can keep a smaller population out of prison, it still reduces the prison population ultimately. So,
Rachel, back to the construction. How did the residents of CRC feel about this project? Did it touch a nerve with them?
My residents at my facility, I know the other facilities as well, they love to volunteer. They love to give back to the community. So we were given an opportunity, I believe, in 2015 when Lori came down to the Department of Corrections and actually requested some assistance. So a group of us, our director, we've been very blessed with our leadership with the Department of Corrections and their willingness to allow us to go out into the community and help people like Lori's Special Olympics. So we actually started the process of trying to help them raise some money with the deficiency that they had during that year. Mm-hmm. And we put on a haunted house, and my residents actually built and manned the haunted house for special needs kids. It was really great. So we were able to put a level on it where maybe a lot of children weren't able to go to a haunted house, but we could reduce the scare factor and allow them to walk through. And I think it was a great success. So every year it's something all of my residents want to get into and come back to do. We do a Halloween ball every year now, but we also have been working on construction of the athletic center.
And again, that construction is voluntary. And Lori, in your world, you deal with deflating stigmas all the time.
Absolutely.
With these special needs athletes. What do you think about, are there apprehensions or stigmas about working with the Department of Correction on a project like this?
No. I believe, well, basically what Special Olympics means and what our mission is even though we use the platform of sports, we're actually training our athletes to become contributing members of society and to break down negative stereotypes, because for years people with intellectual disabilities were told they couldn't do anything, they couldn't accomplish anything. Parents told them to put them in an institution, you know, but that's changed a lot in the last 50 years since Special Olympics, you know, began in 1968. So what we've seen through sports competition and training is that we are literally changing communities around our state and the world by showing the general public exactly what people with intellectual disabilities can do if given an opportunity. So that's the really cool thing. So I see a real connection with the CRC in that the residents who are involved with the CRC, and they also will have stigma attached to them when they get out. And I think that anybody, if given an opportunity, can overcome obstacles and release and reveal the champion within. And I just feel like I feel incredibly blessed that the IDOC and the employees as well as the residents have stepped up and helped us in a big way with raising money, donating time, energy, labor. It's just been amazing.
That's Lori LaFollette of Special Olympics Idaho. We're also here with Rachel Masaitis from IDOC's Department of Corrections Nampa Community Reentry Center, the CRC. We wanted to know also, might there be an opportunity for these athletes and workers to meet?
Well, actually, they have. Because when, like Rachel said, since October of 2015, so we're coming up on our
fourth year
of doing the Haunted House.
Right, that's where they got together.
Halloween Festival. And so they're a big part of putting that on, and they are actually there on the day of the event. And our athletes are intermingling and out there on the dance floor dancing, and it's just been an incredible partnership.
You know, Winter Olympics games have been as near as Utah in recent years and in the United States. Idaho, of course, is an outdoor paradise.
Yes.
How will these athletes take advantage of the winter sports allowed in our state?
Oh, wow. We have year-round training and competition in Idaho for Special Olympics Idaho. We host two state competitions a year. One is winter games, and the other set of state games is summer games. So in winter, we offer floor hockey, we offer alpine sports, and Nordic sports. So we've got athletes all over the state training, and we'll be competing in our winter sports, which happen in November.
Lori, do you have an opening date for Training for Life Center?
Well,
I know how construction goes.
I am just praying. I would really, really, really like for the center to be done. I'm looking over at Rachel. By the end of this year.
We're working on it. It's a lot of, we only have a very small budget. So obviously this is a shout out to anybody who would like to donate any materials. If they have it left over. But we do have to find the labor. Obviously it needs to be people that know what they're doing while we do this. And we also have to find the materials. So we're trying. We're really crossing our fingers for that. But obviously it's going to unfortunately take as long as it's going to take. No matter what, we will do what we can to try to get it done by the end of the year.
I would really like to have it done by the end of the year because next February will be our 10-year anniversary of hosting the 2009 International World Winter Games. And I would love to have a big celebration in our new Athlete Training for Life Center.
That would be a great hook to have.
That's what I'm saying.
Rachel Masaitis and Lori LaFollette, we appreciate you spending some time with us on Idaho Matters.
We appreciate you taking the time to let us come speak about our project.
Thank you.
And don't forget, as we've been discussing, in less than a month, Idahoans will head to the polls to decide whether or not to expand Medicaid. Boise State Public Radio News has been covering the issue surrounding Proposition 2 and has teamed up with HuffPost for a discussion. That's tonight at 6 p.m. for a conversation about health care in Idaho. Details on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.